Call this meeting back to order. We are still on consideration of ONCA 1848. Are there any amendments to be considered? Congressman Edwards.
Under Section 39, Gaming Commission, page 37, line 1683, strike 241,620 and insert 141,620.
Second.
There's a motion, there's a second.
Adjust totals accordingly, or do you have more?
Yes, and adjust totals accordingly.
Strike what, 241 and insert what?
Please make sure your amendment is written down in its entirety.
Paid, section.
Adjust totals accordingly, all of it.
Adjust. I thought that the legislative council knew that, but I will write it down.
Speaker Walker.
I would ask the movement what the $100,000 represents and where the total originated.
Congressman Edwards.
I was getting ready to get to the point of discussion. In committee, we discussed that the attorney's fees are all run through the Attorney General's office. I believe that's by law, but it may also be by policy. And so I spoke to Ms. Hembry. She told me that the $100,000 represents the attorney fee portion of that professional fees. In accordance with what we just discussed, which was that we would draft an amendment to the Attorney General bill, I have that direction right here to add $100,000 from the Gaming Commission and also $50,000 from strategic planning and self-governance.
Speaker Walker.
I'll just speak against that amendment. It was discussed in committee. As far as I'm concerned, the Gaming Commission is a regulatory commission. They are overseen by a board. They've perhaps brought the cleanest budget for the last two or three years, and I think that the attorney fees need to be in the hands of the Gaming Commission and their board, not in the hands of the Attorney General's office.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, I don't know that there's a distinction because they're a regulatory body. Frankly, they could use the Attorney General, but the Attorney General has indicated that in areas where they would like assistance with specific kinds of attorneys that have specific expertise, that they are hiring, that they will hire them. So I don't think it's any big deal. I just talked to her about it. She understood. But again, the civics exercise is getting very expensive. We either follow the law or we don't. And if we're not going to follow it, let's just not make them.
Any further discussion? Congressman Watt.
I support the amendment. It's since the creation of the Attorney General's office, I believe that's always been the goal and objective, is to have a place where consolidated law engagement with attorneys happens at the nation. This, to me, in no way lessens this commission's ability to engage with the attorney of their choice whatsoever. It just routes the review of their payable through the Attorney General office. Take something off of their agenda they don't have to approve. So I support this change.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote on the passage of the amendment. Can the clerk restate?
Section 39, Gaming Commission, page 37, line 1683, strike 241,620 and insert 141,620 and adjust totals accordingly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 All those opposed, please signify by saying no.
No.
No. The amendment is a fail. Congressman Edwards.
Well, then I'd like to go through and carve out all the other attorney's fees that the Attorney General's office has been given for the other regulatory bodies and put those back into their individual budgets, because I think we've got to do this consistently. Why would we do this for one regulatory body and then not go do it for another regulatory body? We've got all sorts of fees for different departments, different agencies in the Attorney General's line item, and just one day decided to do it different. Are we going to do it different for strategic planning, or are we going to let strategic planning go too?
Congressman Bigwars. Speaker Walker.
The committee just voted the amendment down. I think we need to keep moving. I mean, the same could be said. We have professional fees for attorneys in our budget as well.
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
We're a different branch of government.
Okay. But.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I was going to have more discussion. I know that we took the Osage News's attorney fees out and put them in the Attorney General's budget.
Congressman Good.
I think we've been discussing being consistent across the board with this. I'm for consistency. I don't understand why different programs or departments or commissions should be an exception to the practice, or the appropriations practice. I don't understand that.
Can I retort right quick?
Congressman Goodfox.
I like consistency too. But I also think that the Gaming Commission is a little bit of a different beast. They meet sometimes more than once a month, and I think that it's different for the Gaming Commission. And I remember this coming up when we had a tax commission board, and they had their own lawyer. And at the time, I can't remember, someone argued that they had someone that had specific knowledge of tax commission issues. And I think that they, when we set up the AG's budget, they were not included either. They were not included either, Shannon. They were not. And furthermore, I'm in agreement with Speaker Walker on this. If we have this kind of a discussion about every single amendment that's going to be coming up in this committee, then this is going to take days. I say let's vote, and we're going to win some, we're going to lose some.
Speaker Walker.
We're having a lengthy discussion on something that just got voted down by 3 people on this committee. So.
Right, I was just going to point out that, repeat what I said and then what was stated by Congresswoman Goodfox, is the Gaming Commission, I feel like, is a different beast. I didn't plan to speak against the amendment regarding the Strategic Planning Office, even though I don't necessarily agree with that one either, but I was not going to speak against that one.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just point of clarification, I voted no. I feel that the Gaming Commission is somewhat separate. They are a regulatory body. I don't see the Osage News as a regulatory body or the editorial board as a regulatory body. That was the justification for my vote on the amendment. That being said, as chair, just to let everybody know, my plan of action is if you're a member of the committee, you'll be recognized first. If you're not, I'm taking a note as people raise their hands. So that's the order that we're going in. As far as moving on, at this time, we're in discussion of the bill. There are no other consideration of amendments at this time. Congresswoman Edwards.
Section 100, Strategic Planning and Self-Governance under Professional Fees, strike $100,000.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion. There's a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
$50,000 of that was for attorney's fees. Again, now we've got a department, or the office, an office getting attorney's fees. And if we're going to go back to this model, then why do we have a $1.7 million attorney general's office? Because the attorney general is the legal officer for the nation, for the executive branch. So to me, that's why we've created it. That's why we have 4 attorneys in it. I wish they would gain the expertise that they need to handle all our legal affairs. Apparently, they've learned how to handle the tax commission's legal work. They've been able to reduce that line item by several $100,000 a year because they're handling it, as far as I know. I didn't see a legal fee line item. Second thing is, there was a consultant to update the 25-year strategic plan, and with the priorities that we have, I think that needs to be put off for another time.
Can you restate your motion?
P- page 98, section 100. Well, section 100, line 4489, strike $100,000. And adjust totals accordingly.
There, Congressman Steelers.
While I agree with the basis of the amendment and trying to push all that money into be administrated by the Attorney General's office, that pushes those contracts into the Attorney General's office and at their control and not into the department's control. I would like to say there's probably some out there that have simple legal requests and don't need any highly specialized attorneys, but same thing happened in healthcare. We tried to work with the Attorney General's office. They tried to work with us. We bounced from attorney to attorney in there. Just about the time we would get one to kind of basically understand healthcare, then they got switched to another and another set of priorities, and we were bumped to the next one. So we too had to go out to get an attorney contract that could help us and specialize and focus on our problems. I'm not saying that the Attorney General's office isn't capable, but there's some specialized areas in this organization that need specialized attorneys, and they need to control those contracts.
I'd just like to provide a point of clarification. The $100,000 contained in Section 100 is not for any attorney's fees. It was initially $100,000 for the consultant update for the 25-year plan. Congresswoman, I believe, Whitehorn, and then Congressman Edwards.
I thought there was attorney's fees in there.
They have two budgets. The next budget has the attorney's fees right in it.
Congresswoman,
well, then it's still under professional fees, so it'll...
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay, well, so... I mean, I was a part of the legislative branch when we started bulking up the Attorney General's office, and we had a vision of where Congress thought what Congress thought that office should be. And at the height of those debates, it was lawyers and expenses. And sitting here listening to Congresswoman Stabler, you know, did we consult with programs and departments and directors on what they thought about that and how that would work for them? No, we did not. I did not. I don't know that anyone else did. Maybe it's not working. And I think by the looks of some of these budgets that have fees in there for lawyers, clearly it's not. It's not working for everyone. So maybe we do need to go back and revisit that.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, if in fact the Attorney General's office wasn't handling legal work to the satisfaction of the health entities.
That is not what she said.
I thought she said that they couldn't get it together.
Congressman Stabler.
Then
they didn't have the expertise in it, so we tried to help them to gain that expertise so that we could work with them. On simple matters, forms approvals, we brought them in every time we had a regulatory discussion, but about that time, priorities changed. So we got moved to another one and we would have to start all over.
I understand, but
depends on the level of expertise that we needed, and so we needed a higher end expertise for certain things.
And as a lawyer, my take on that is that it wasn't to your satisfaction what was going on. So then you ask the Attorney General's office to outsource to an attorney that has that expertise, and it seems to me that they've been doing that all along because they've got a lot of attorneys' line items, and I have actually never heard anyone say that they haven't asked the Attorney General to outsource something that hasn't been outsourced.
Congresswoman Wynne.
And then can I finish my one sentence? Part of the point of that is so that the attorney's fees bills come back to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General's office reviews those fees for completeness, and to see that, you know, there's no duplication of effort or whatever it is. Maybe they have an agreement that they're going to work for $125 an hour or $225 an hour, and those bills come back. I don't know who over in the clinic would be reviewing legal bills. I know that we one time had a discussion, you might remember this, with someone, and I said, have you ever had a dollar of attorney fee bill being cut? And the answer was no. And That's unusual.
One more point of clarification. This amendment does not affect attorney's fees. Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congresswoman Stickley.
Well, I don't want it to be misunderstood at this table, because I think I hear some misunderstandings in my concept of this. In no way does this inhibit putting the attorney's fees in the Attorney General's office, in no way prohibits or inhibits a department who we are going to put these funds in the Attorney General's budget to get an attorney of their choice to do the work that they need to do.
I understand that.
It's just the clearinghouse for that.
I understand that.
And I realize that sometimes our Attorney General's department does not have the expertise that's needed in the health industry, in the tax industry, in the gaming industry, and we do have to hire professionals. I just really do believe that when they don't have that expertise, we need to have money in that budget so the Department of Revenue can tap into it.
I think you just tapped into something else, because then when you do that, you give them that bulk of money, then everybody's jockeying for that position and that money. And then you're working through them to get to another attorney. It is, I'm just telling you, there is a bogged down system with the size of our organization to get things accomplished if you're not in control.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did I understand you to say that $50,000 being stricken was not for attorney fees?
Yes. Point of clarification, the budget contains $100,000 for consultant update for 25-year plan, according to the support documentation. The $100,000 contained in section 100 is not for attorney's fees. Congresswoman White.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Insert $50,000.
There is an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second? There's an amendment to the amendment. Will the author please clarify?
I'll second for discussion, because I just caught half of what you said.
We have a motion.
She has an amendment to strike $100,000, and your amendment to the amendment is to insert $50,000.
Yes, which is the original amendment to this portion of this section and strategic plan. It's cutting $100,000 out. And inserting $50,000 in for an update for the 25-year strategic plan.
There's a motion, there's a second. Any further discussion on the amendment?
And it's on this page, the original motion proposed.
We're voting on the amendment to the amendment.
Speaker Walker.
The net reduction of the original amendment was $50,000 anyway.
Point of clarification, the initial amendment was to strike $100,000. The amendment to the amendment is to and insert $50,000, which would be a net reduction of $50,000.
If I'm looking at amendment number 6.
They're not even going off that. These are Eli's, and Shannon's got her own.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then.
Speaker Walker?
I have it.
Congressman Whitehorn. Edwards.
Well, the purpose of my amendment was to take out updating the strategic plan this year. I don't know, are we doing half the strategic planning this year? Or I don't know where the $50,000 came from. Maybe somebody else, maybe the author of the amendment can answer me.
Call for the question.
There's a motion to call for the question. Is there a second? There's a second. All those in favor of calling for the question, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we will now vote on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor of passage of the amendment to the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
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 All those opposed, please signify by saying no.
No.
The amendment to the amendment passes.
What was the vote count?
3-2. Amendment to the amendment passes. Now on the consideration of the amendment. Any further consideration? Seeing no further consideration, No further consideration on the amendment. We'll now move on to voting. All those in favor of passage of the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
No. Do you know what that was? I don't know what it was.
What a roll call vote.
Amendment as amended, right?
The amendment as amended. Congressman Big Horse.
Go ahead and state that one more time so that everybody's clear.
Voting on passage of the amendment as amended. The amendment as amended will state, page 98, section 100, strategic planning and self-governance, line 4489, professional fees, strike 100,000 and insert 50,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
So it's reducing it by 50.
Any further discussion? We'll roll call vote.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Motion dies.
Amendment fails.
Amendment fails. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm going to have an amendment to the page 72, line 3266, insert the following new section and adjust totals accordingly. Section 74, Osage LLC Board. Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $66,667 to the Osage LLC Board from the general fund of the Treasury listed in the table below. The table is from tribal revenue for $66,667. It is a $10,000 travel for the board, for a three-member board. It's an indirect cost rate of $2,067, and it's the professional fees, which I guess that's where we list those, for the board members' stipends of $54,600. This board does not have an appropriation in this executive branch bill. Do I have a second?
Second for discussion, okay. Mayor. So you went off of the boards that we currently have in law and just included numbers that the other boards get that are an LLC board, like, what do we say, ones? Ones and the gaming board is that, oh no, the gaming board is a different set of numbers. Ones was comparable to them, correct?
Yes.
And
with the exception, I've just done this for three board members. I haven't figured it on five. I figured it on three boards.
That what we currently have.
What we currently have. Yes.
Okay.
Congressman Stabler.
For clarification, which section is this in?
It would be a new section inserted.
Okay,
yes, it would be.
Thank you.
And here's what it would look like. And also, the table has, if I may, the table has us in professional fees. May I have it in other and put and have parenthetical board stipend?
Yes. That's my fault. I actually instructed new budget analyst to put it there. I happen to be looking at the foundation board, and that's a different issue. So we usually do put the stipends in other. We can move that for you.
Can you verify that total for $54,000 is correct?
That is correct, yes. Well, it is correct at the level that I checked.
That you checked with.
Mm-hmm. Point of clarification, most of the other bills do not state board stipend. It's just simply other. That's defined by OSHA law.
I will take that.
Congressman Edwards.
So I need some clarification here, because the way I'm seeing things going is if the executive branch submitted it, we leave it alone, and if they didn't, then we don't. So did they submit this?
Well, we could say that about all these amendments.
I agree. That's where I think we're headed. That's why I'm asking. Did they submit? And if they didn't, do you know why?
Congresswoman Whiteman.
I don't know that they have ever submitted a budget annually. Like, the ONES board has or the Gaming Enterprise board have, because historically, until last year, when you passed an appropriation bill to cover their board stipends, they had never been paid out of the Osage Nation Treasury as to such. So they don't know the protocol to tap in like the other LLCs or enterprise boards to send their budget to the chief's office July 17th. I was emailed by their executive assistant to ask if there was a board stipend in the executive branch budget bill, because she is aware that the other LLC board does have that, and I stated no. So I told them that they should get the process they should go through, but session had already started. I think we did this in a special session for them last time for them to have a board board stipend. So I hadn't heard anything back on it, and I realized that they haven't been paid a stipend in a couple of months now because they don't have the cash flow to do that. So that's why I'm proposing this amendment.
Congressman Stabler.
Just for clarification, give me your total again.
$66,667. Let me take a look at this record.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I thought I heard a different number. Mm-hmm. That's all I was going to find. Thank
right.
you.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, there was a bill that, there is a bill that says that the, that's in Commerce, that would have the executive branch enterprise boards pay their expenses out of their profit and losses, so that you get a real picture of what's going on with an entity. Because as far as I'm concerned, all the expenses of the entity, of a profit-driven company, should be reflected, and I think we've heard that, in their profit and loss statement. So I guess that's going out the window, too, if we're going to keep down this road.
I have Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congresswoman Goodfox.
Congresswoman Edwards, we never got to the bottom of that bill, and you pulled it off the table with the view on withdrawing that bill, so I didn't know what else my other options were. I was aware that that was the direction you were headed with that bill, but if it's going to be withdrawn, then...
There's two bills. There's that bill, and then there's the bill that actually sets the
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Which...
Well, so I did read that piece of legislation, and it's not that I'm against it. I think it's kind of late in the game in this session. I don't know if you talked with any of the boards. I would like to hear their feedback. I mean, here's the thing I don't want to happen, is that we end up appropriating money to something for an infusion, and then the board money come out of that appropriation. And
what's happening right now?
Yes, no, well, sort of. It's not really like that, but it kind of is, because we are taking money out of the general treasury and paying for the board stipends. And yes, there are boards that are charged with providing, they're charged with trying to get revenue for the nation, and they're not.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, I'll move to a roll call vote on the amendment.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. The amendment passes.
Question.
Back to consideration on 1848. Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman White.
So what happens when more board members are appointed? Come into a special session to appropriate money for stipends for two other board members?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I don't anticipate any more board members to be appointed to Osage LLC.
I thought that was the holding board over different entities now.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I believe that we're going to work on that in the upcoming months. So when we come to that, that'll probably be a facet of what we do with that when we work on it.
Congressman Edwards.
You don't want to make you don't want to make provision for that in the annual appropriations of the nation when it looks to me like we're spending most of the money.
I believe the amendment's been voted on.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. I have an amendment. Throughout the bill, strike section 123 Willow Tree Residential Treatment Center, MEN, and insert section 123 MEN's Primary Residential Treatment.
Second.
There's a motion, there's a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move on to voting on the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes.
Throughout the bill, strike section 122 Willow Tree Residential Treatment Center Women and insert section 122 Women's Primary Residential Treatment.
Second.
There's an amendment. There's a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Didn't that name just get changed like a year ago? Is that a yes?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, it did get changed about a year ago, but it was under a different director, and the name was never fully branded. It was just on the budget, basically. And so it's the desire of the current executives over that they want to bring it back to just its primary name and call it Primary Residential Treatment.
Commercial Lincoln Fox. Uh-huh. Any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Throughout the bill, strike section 121 Willow Tree Residential Treatment Center, parentheses task, insert section 121 Counseling Center.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Please signify by saying no. Amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have an amendment for the employee PMs. In section 51, human resources, line 2219, is that still correct? Tribal appropriation, insert $17,500, page 49, line 2230, under other, strike 10,827, and insert 28,327. Strike throughout the bill, section 52, human resources, hyphen recognition.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second for discussion. Discussion, Congresswoman Stabler.
Can you give us just a little background on the difference in figures? Why the difference in figures? Why you're wanting to increase it?
The hams are going into the other
just
line.
Going, just going into other?
The numbers I'm hoping are correct.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No, that she... Well, I see that as your answer for the first one, sections 51, human resources, line 2219, federal appropriation, insert 17,500, but I am asking the same question that Congresswoman Stabler is asking, why you're striking 10,827 and inserting 28,327.
Because 10,827 plus 17,500 should be 28,327.
Okay.
Point of clarification, there's already an amount in the Human Resources Department that is funded by indirect cost. The increase in tribal appropriation is simply for employee recognition, which is the 17,500. So you're only inserting the tribal appropriation. You don't have to strike the another number because it will remain in the bill. The increase in other is the addition of the 17,500 to the already existing 10,827. Some odd that is already consistent.
It gets rid of this page.
Okay.
That's all it does is get rid of this page and puts it in their Human Resources Department budget.
There's a motion. There is a second. Any further discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll vote on the passage of the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please signify by saying yes. Seeing none, the amendment passes.
Do I need to write that out, or is that somebody keeping? Shanna's got that right.
Shanna has a copy of this.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 70, section 72, Office of the Principal Chief, line 3188, restricted revenue, insert 339,604. Page 70, strike amounts in line 3192. Salaries and wages, 443,414. And line 3193, employee benefits, payroll taxes, 132,246. Page 70, insert in lines 3192, salaries and wages, $703,328. And line 3193, employee benefits, payroll taxes, $211,936, and adjust totals accordingly.
Motion, is there a second?
Second for discussion.
There's a motion and there's a second for discussion. Congresswoman Stabler?
No, sorry, not yet.
Congresswoman Edwards?
The amendment combined, it reflects what the cost of running the Office of the Chiefs is for the year.
Any further discussion? Speaker Walker.
Well, I just opened up the bill. So, rather than me sit here and dig through this, are you, would this amendment change the part of the salary and wages
for the
Office of the Chiefs coming out of IDC rather than tribal revenue?
No, it doesn't change anything.
Congresswoman Edwards.
It combines those two bills, those two sections.
State.
Combines the two sections or combines two different, which is the other section?
72 and 73.
Oh, 72.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Speaker Walker.
I see what it does. I'm just curious why. It just seems like if listing this IDC budget, it kind of is easier to recognize. I mean, I agree with the premise of it, but just don't.
Well, last year,
Congresswoman Edwards.
Last year, we made an effort to make the Office of the Chiefs one budget, and that's what this does too. The funding source, if you remember our budget template, one budget template that broke out the funding sources, which this does.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to voting on the passage of the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, please signify by saying no.
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 The amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Under strategic planning and self-governance, which is section 100, page 98, wait a minute, I'm sorry. That's not right. I'm in the wrong. Now, section 99, line 4444, professional fees. Strike 115,000 and insert 60,000.
Second.
There's a motion, there's a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, this is the same issue, and I've pulled the Office of the Attorney General, the law regarding the Office of the Attorney General, and it says this is exactly what the Attorney General is charged with doing, overseeing outside counsel, outside attorney's fees. Either follow the law or don't.
Congressman White.
I just reiterate again, I support following this practice. It doesn't prohibit anybody from getting their attorney. In fact, most of the time when we do the Attorney General's professional fee line item, even in the appropriation bill, we line out what those professional fees are for. So, and we can do so in the bill that we're going to end up modifying.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to voting on the passage of the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, please signify by saying no.
No.
Vote 3-2, the amendment passes.
Three to three.
We'll have a roll call vote.
One, two,
no.
And he voted yes.
I did not hear a no. I heard two no's. We'll move to a roll call vote.
We should probably roll call the rest of these.
Happy to do that.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Amendment fails. Consideration of ONC 1848.
I wonder if the speaker can send a question if we break the law, if we don't follow the law. We can be individually locked.
Please keep discussion into 1848. Congresswoman Walker.
I know, we could say that about OFBR too. That's some law that we're supposed to be.
Congresswoman Walker.
I need to figure out where I'm amending right quick. Let me.
Any other discussion on ONC 1848?
Yes.
Congresswoman Evans.
Amendment number 8. Any reference to Skyway 36? Strike Skyway 36 funding. I think that's one specific.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There is a second. Any discussion on the amendment? Speaker Walker.
Where is the Skyway 36 funding? It doesn't reference it by this amendment.
Just table contents of the first year bill. It should tell you.
Page 91. Well, it says it appropriates money to Skyway 36, and I don't know what Skyway, somebody enlighten me. What is Skyway 36? Is it an LLC? Is it a corporation?
Congresswoman Staple.
I don't believe that has been determined, and it is a building and a line for some marketing items to promote what they're calling Skyway 36, which would be for properties leasing. But there is no entity behind it. I mean, there's no designation as to what it is. But as I asked that, is it's operating out of the Office of the Chiefs? Is it a program?
And it's not.
I don't know what it's called.
Congresswoman White.
I definitely believe we need more definition to what we're appropriating money to. I believe that sometimes appropriation creates, and I'm not exactly sure what this is creating. I realize it's an ask for marketing equipment, but I know our Constitution states that tribal enterprises need to have a board, although I don't want any more boards, but that's what the Constitution says. So I really don't think this has enough definition to send out the door. I think that it needs to be, I don't think it's a part of this executive branch appropriation. I think it would be a special appropriation once we have more information of what this really is. That's just my feeling as a member of Congress and one that knows what our law says.
Congresswoman Edwards.
On the books, there is an LLC called Osage Land Enterprises, I think. And so if that entity would spring into action through an operating agreement, that might be an appropriate action. But to me, throwing some marketing out through the Office of the Chiefs, I don't believe that this is in the purview. I hope it's not in the purview of the Office of the Chiefs.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Have a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. The amendment passes. Congressman Edwards.
This is in the 477 program. I need some help finding that.
Page 5.
All right. Thank you. It's section 7, page 5, line 226 and a half. Insert after other hyphen direct service expenses.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. For discussion, Congressman Goodfox.
I'm sorry. Are you pulling off Eli's little page, or are you jumping around? Because you're jumping around a little bit, and I'm trying to keep up with you two.
Well, you didn't need to strike the other. You just needed to, because it already says other. You just needed to put hyphen direct service expenses.
So you're doing a hybrid combination of Eli's amendments and your amendments on this one?
If you would like
for clarification, I'm not offering amendments.
I was reading the amendment that I was proposing, but if you want me to strike other and insert other hyphen.
Well, I'm trying to keep up with you, okay. Because if it's not on this sheet, then I'm writing it down. And if it's on this sheet, I'm reading along.
All right, then I will, if you want to do that, then I will withdraw and insert and say strike other and insert other hyphen direct service expenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and there's a second. Any further discussion? Speaker Walker.
First you could have just amended to add or insert hyphen direct service expenses after other.
I tried that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it seemed to me like you were adding another line after.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
But I don't remember seeing other dash direct service expenses. Did I ever look that during the budget review?
Congresswoman Edwards.
The law, that pesky little law, says that under other, you're supposed to describe the other. So in following the law, you're describing the other, which is direct service expenses.
We could all be smart aleck during this, but I don't really think that people want to listen to that. I sure don't.
I'm hoping that we know the law at this point because it's been in place for a long time.
Any further consideration? Seeing none, we'll move on to a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. The amendment passes.
Page 53, line 24-23. Why is it there? Is it a typo? Okay. 24-23. Other, strike other and insert other hyphen direct service expenses.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion, there's a second. Any further discussion?
Does the same thing.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll have a roll call vote.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Section 25, Education Department, Johnson O'Malley. Throughout the bill, strike section 25.
There's a motion, is there a second?
Let me look for what we're doing here.
There's a motion, is there a second? Motion, is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
Congresswoman Stabler might have an amendment there for that.
Congresswoman Stabler?
That's what I was trying to put in my mind. I'd like to make an amendment to, but I don't have the figure.
Do you want a brief recess to put your amendment together?
There's a motion for recess. There's a second.
Second.
By Congresswoman Goodfox. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are in recess.
What do you need, like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Just need to look at this.